This is additional information for Leo that was not covered in the original audio. We covered the lunar eclipses, the nodes of the moon, where they're going, and the Mercury retrograde, what the focus is there. And also, we have Saturn moving into Pisces on March 29th, and that is going to be in the 8th house for Leo. And the 8th house is a very transformational house. It's a spiritual house. It's a place also of, let's say, money that can come to you, like inheritance or insurance, or money that comes from not doing anything in particular, kind of surprise money in a way. It also is a place of deep research and insight, and we're going to go through transformations where the 8th house is. Saturn there is bringing structure to the transformational life. Saturn's very spiritual, so Saturn is going to show you your initiations. It's going to show you your soul challenges, but it'll also help you to move through them. So it'll show where you need to break through, what you need to dissolve, what you need to let go in order to get more in alignment with what your soul is calling you to as far as stepping out in the other areas of your life. And it's going to want to put some structure to your spiritual practice. It's going to want to put some long-term structure into your devotion and your practice, but it is going to help you to break your attachments as well. The other transit here is Jupiter moving into Gemini for a year on May 15th, and this will be your 11th house of relationships. It'll be the groups and larger type of, you know, organizations of relationships. It's also the fulfillment of your desires and what wealth can bring you. So sometimes it's larger financial gains. It'll aspect your third, your fifth, and your seventh house. So it aspects all your relationship houses, and it aspects your fifth house of your mind. And so it's going to expand your mind as well. But being in the 11th house, this is such a great place for Jupiter. So it is going to bring light, grace, and expansion to all these areas. But it is going to do so in the way of Gemini, of course. And Gemini is working with ideas and creativity and communication. And so you'll probably find yourself in new communities, new organizations, or starting your own. And it'll also help point you towards more wealth. This is a place where we can be strategic and make investments and such, you know, and just make sure you're not over expansive with those investments. But this is bringing a lot of grace, a lot of light, a lot of opportunity. Keep your vision in mind, keep your big picture in mind, but also you're going to want to pay attention to the details as well.